We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Shemcham Yaakov B'Pirchos Eliyahu. We're in Krisus Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah is going to discuss the Shifcha Harufa in greater detail, but before we begin, in the previous Mishnah we had a list of differences between Arayos and Shifcha Harufa, differences between the Isser of living with a Jewish man, living with one of the Arayos, and a Jewish man living with a Shifcha Harufa. And one of the halachos on the list was that kol ha'arayos asa vahen es ha'ma'arek ha'gomer. We explain just basically when it comes to regular arayos, the ma'areh, the one who begins the act, it's not a full act of bia, is no different than the gomer, than the one who completes the act of bia, as opposed to shifcha harufa, where a person is only chayiv if he's a gomer. What does this mean? We didn't explain the details. The Bar Tanur says the following in the previous Mishnah. Asa vahen ha'ma'areh. What's ma'areh? Hamachnis atara bilvad kigomer biyaso. It's not full penetration. When it comes to other arayos, the halacha is whatever is based in karetz, whatever it may be, person is chayav for a bia, even though it's not full penetration. Not only that, v'chayav al ko al shelo kidarka kemo kidarka, and a person is going to be chayav whether the bia is Gederich is the normal natural way of doing bia, or it's an unnatural way of doing bia. Both are included based on the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, "V'ish asher yishkav es zachar mishkevei isha." The language of the Torah is, this is speaking about homosexuality, but it is an application to all cases where it says mishkevei. So mishkevei is there to teach you the following, that mishkevei in plural, but this is a Vayikra Chaf, Pasuk Yud Gimel, mishkevei tells me, oh, plural, mishkevei would mean whether it's the normal way of having bia or the unnatural way of having bia. Mishkevei in plural. And when it comes to a shivcha, though, not true. Only a bia kedarka. Why is bia kedarka only the natural way? Because the shichvas zerak sivba. If you look in Perek Yutes Pasuk Chaf in Parshas Kedoshim in Vayikra, sheruuya lahazria. It has to be a place where a woman can potentially conceive. In that fashion, that type, that manner of bia is where there's going to be chiyuv and not in an unnatural way. So that's another difference between, it's really two differences within the same category. Ma'are is kigomer. So that the chiyuv of bia for arayos is different than shifcha harufa. So in the parsha of shifcha harufa, the Torah says, v'ish ki yishkava es isha shichva zera. That's exactly the phrase that we mentioned, which is why it's only in a natural way. V'ish shifcha necharefes le'ish. She is someone who is designated for a man, which we assume is an eved ivri. V'hafdei lo nifdasa, but she has not been fully redeemed. We'll have to see what that means. Ochuv shalo nitana. She has been given chofesh, also sounds like emancipation. Bikoris tihiyeh, there's going to be malkos, that's bikoris, and we assume that the malkos, as we mentioned, is only for the woman. The man brings the karban asham, but the woman, the shifcha harufa, is one who gets the malkos. Lo yumasu, they're not going to die for having this type of bia, ki lo chufasha, because she is the lo chufasha, she has not been emancipated. What exactly are we speaking of when we mention a shifcha necherefes leish, this shifcha harufa? So that's the topic of the Mishnah. Ezuhi shifcha. Kol shechetzia shifcha vechetzia baschorin, says Rabbi Akiva, shenemar v'hafdeilo niftasa, divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that we're speaking about a shifcha who is half slave, half free. She was, let's say, owned by two owners, and one emancipated her. So now she is only partially Jewish, partially free, and this is a woman who is, as the Brisa says in the Gemara, v'hima oreses le'eved ivri, she is betrothed to an eved ivri, he is mutter to marry a shifcha kanan is actually full, a shifcha kanan as well, and of course a bas chorin, and the kiddushin will, does it take effect? It can't be full kiddushin, the kiddushin can take effect on half of her, the tzad chera sheba, the emancipated part of this woman is Jewish, so they're partially betrothed, but it's not a regular case of arayos. How does Rabbi Akiva know that she she is half slave, half free, because that's what the pasuk says. Shemar v'havdei lo nifdasa. V'havdei sounds like she is somewhat emancipated. She's emancipated lo nifdasa, but she's not completely emancipated. Chatzi shifcha, chatzi baschor. And that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion as to what the shifcha charufa is. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, zuhi shifcha vadois. No, the shifcha charufa that we speak of in the Torah and where all these halachos apply is a shifcha gemura. Can she have eris with an Eved Ivri? Absolutely, an Eved Ivri is allowed to live with a shifcha kananis, even though she's completely not Jewish. Why does the pasuk use the phrase v'havdei lo nifdasa? Sounds like she's havdei, but lo nifdasa, she's a little bit free, but not completely free. No, Rabbi Shmuel believes dibra Torah kolashon b'nei adam. That's the way people speak. You know what havdei lo nifdasa means? She hasn't been emancipated. She's a shifcha. It does use as a double language. Not lo nifdasa. That's another way of saying she surely is not free. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria omer kol ha'arayos mifurashos. Umashiur ein lano ela shechetzia shivcha vechetzia baschorin. Sounds like Rabbi Elazar is saying the same thing as Rabbi Akiva. He certainly agrees that this woman is a chetzia shivcha chetzia baschorin that we speak of. But what's his introduction? All the arayas are explicit in the Torah. What is this shiur, meaning this remainder, this language of havdei lo nifdasa regarding shivcha charufa, which makes her different than the other arayas in the Torah? That she is a chetzir shivcha chetzir baschor. So the Gemara explains that all Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah comes to do is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah comes to respond to Rabbi Shmuel. He comes to defend Rabbi Akiva and say, you're right, in general, I hold like you. Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam, the Torah does speak like people speak in Mahafdei Lo Nifdasa, you're right. I don't have to learn anything generally from these double phrases. If you speak that way, that's the way people say someone's emancipated, someone is not emancipated, someone's not free, they're still a shifcha, v'havdei lo nifdasa. I wouldn't necessarily learn from just an extra phrase if that's the way people speak. But here it's different, because there's an extra phrase here. Here it says, we mentioned, it's not only v'havdei lo nifdasa, but it says lo yumasu ki lo chupasha. It's another phrase. Oh, by the way, they're not going to die from having relations because it's not classic arayos, because she's lo chupasha, because she's lo chupasha, she's not free. What's that for? I have, or let's say in a different way, if it's already going to tell me lo chupasha, she's not free, then I don't need the phrase v'havdei lo nifdasa. Ah, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Shmuel, that's why here I disagree with you. Generally, we can say Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. But if I already have a phrase, Ki Lo Chupasha, she's not free, she's still a Shifcha, then the phrase V'havdei Lo Nifdasa must be there to teach me something extra, and that's to teach me that this woman is partially free, like Rabbi Akiva held. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Kol HaRayos. Anyone has relations with any of the rayos on the list in the Torah, Parshas Kedoshim, Parshas Achremos, Echad Gadol ve'Echad Katan. If, let's say, one of the parties involved in this bia is a gadol, and one is a katan, and this would be true whether it's man or the woman, doesn't make a difference. Hakatan pater. The katan is going to be pater. The minor, the one under bar or bat mitzvah, is going to be examined, is not going to be punished. And of course, the gadol is going to be chayv. So let's say, take for example, you have a gadol, you have a who's a 13-year-old boy or older, is now has bia with an erva, and this erva is at least 3 years at 3 years old, 3 years and one day, because that's when it's considered a bia. So he's going to be chayv because he is bar mitzvah, but she is going to be ptura because she's under bat mitzvah. Or the other way, let's say you have a woman who's a gadola, who has relations with a katan. Now, when would we consider that the status of a bia? When the katan is at least 9 years old, 9 years and one day. So that's considered a bia on her part, because she has relations with a 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, whatever it may be. And she's a gadola. She's 12 or older. She's already a bat mitzvah or older. So she's going to be chayav, but he's going to be pater. She's chayav because she's a bat mitzvah already. She's a gadola. He's pater, although it's considered a bia. Nonetheless, he's only 9 years old. Echad er ve'echad yashen. Hayashen. Oh, Echad Erev, Echad Yashen. Hayashen Pater. Hayashen is Pater. And if one of the partners is awake and the other is asleep, so the one who's asleep is Pater, the one who's awake is Chayav. So at the beginning again, the Mishnah begins. Kol Arayos. What is Echad Echad? If one of them was the Gadol, one of the partners, one was a Katan, the Katan is part of the Gadol is Chayev. Echad Erev, Echad Yashen, one's awake, one's asleep. The one who's asleep is part of the one who's awake is Chayev. Echad Shogeg, Echad Mezid. Let's say one of the parties knew what they were doing. It's amazing. The other was a Shogeg. Hashogeg Bechatas brings a Karman Chatas, of course. Vahamezid Bihi Kares is going to be Chayev Kares for those for which you Chayev Kares. Now, that is not true when it comes to a Shifcha Charufa. If, let's say, she's a Ketana, or she is sleeping, she was sleeping, or she is a Shogeges, they're both going to be Pater. Why is that so? Because the Pasuk says, Bikores Tehiyeh, we mentioned, Vehivias Ashamo, Bikores, we mentioned, is the Malkos that she gets. The Asham, the Karban Asham, is that what he brings. So what do we learn from this connection between Bikores Tehiyeh, the Malkos she receives, and the Hevias Hashemo, the Ashram, the guilt offering he brings? We learn the following. Bizmansha Ishaloka, the Gemara says, when the woman is going to get Malkos, which means when she's a Gadola and she's a Mezid, then her ish may be karba. Then the man is going to be in karba. But if what? The woman is not getting malchus, there's no bikoris tihyeh. Let's say she's a ketana, or she was asleep, or shogeges. So then the man's not going to bring her karba nasha because she's not getting the malchus. So that's what the Mishnah means. Echad shogeg, echad mezid, shogeg bechatas, mezid bikoris. That's all when it comes to arayos, which is different regarding, and all these halachos would be different regarding the man and a shifcha charufa.